It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
There is an old hymn that says, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus." In Colossians chapter 1, we read this, starting with verse 12, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him." Of course, these verses that I've just read is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that Jesus is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, according to the verse in verse 18. And that's Jesus. He is the beginning. He is the firstborn from the dead. Why? That in all things he might have the preeminence. Well, Jesus is to have the preeminence. And verse 19 goes on to say, "For it pleased the Father that in him," that's Jesus, "should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross," well, that's the blood of Jesus, "through his cross, by him," that's Jesus, "to reconcile all things unto himself," that's Jesus again, "by him," that's Jesus. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, the verse says. Well, as we think of these things, there's nothing better than the precious blood of Jesus. All the way through the Bible, we have the bloodstream, and it teaches us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. There are several things that I'd like to point out that we have in the blood of Christ. Notice, first of all, in verse 13 of Colossians chapter 1, the first thing we see is redemption. And verse 14 goes on to say, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." To redeem, in this verse, means to buy back that which was lost. And it took the blood to redeem that which Adam lost in the fall. Well, the Bible says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." It says, "Therefore by one man sin entered into the world." Well, that one man, of course, was Adam. He sinned. He willfully did wrong. It wasn't the woman. It was the man. The woman was deceived. The command of God was given to Adam, "Don't eat of the tree." Adam knew not to eat of the tree, but he ate of the tree and therefore disobeyed God and plunged mankind into sin. Now, the verse we've read there says to redeem. This means to buy back that which was lost, and it took the blood to redeem that which Adam lost in the fall. Our kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ, had to die and give his life's blood for us. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. Well, the Bible is plain, very plain about this. And in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19, it says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Yes, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer, that we have eternal life today. That is, if you've trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. It's through His blood. The blood not only brings us redemption and gives us redemption, but it makes it possible for us to be redeemed. It also brings peace. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20, the Bible says, "And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself." Notice this, that all things, there could be no peace between man and God without the blood. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." It's through our Lord Jesus Christ, it's through His blood that we have peace with God. Man searches for peace today. You see, we hear all around us, peace, peace, more peace. Well, we want peace. That's what the cry goes out today. We want peace. Well, the only true peace that can be to any man or any woman, boy or girl, is to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. And through the blood of Jesus, we see a new fellowship. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12, it says that at that time, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Never before was there a fellowship between the Jew and Gentile before Jesus came, but that is now made possible through His blood. When a person is saved, they are no longer a Jew or Gentile, but become members of the body of Christ. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28, the Bible says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female." Well, listen now what it says, "For ye are all one in Christ Jesus." None of us is better than the other one. We're all the same, bond, free, Jew, Greek. All of us are the same, man, woman, boy, or girl. We're all the same in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a new fellowship, not only with other people who are saved and on their way to heaven, but God has said that His people, the Jews, the Jewish people, they're still His people, and therefore He has reconciled us. He has reconciled them. We are no longer Jew nor Greek or Gentile, but we are all one in Christ Jesus. Well, notice not only is there a new fellowship, but through His blood, there is cleansing from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." When a person that was deep in sin, like the woman at the well, or Mary Magdalene, or the Apostle Paul, when someone like that is saved, regardless of that person's past life, the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all sin. Now, that not only means that that person who's never trusted Christ can have forgiveness of sin, but that means the person who is saved, they can have their fellowship restored with the Lord Jesus Christ. Fellowship, not being saved again because they were already saved, but to have the fellowship that is needed in the life of every Christian. That person who's strayed away from the Lord needs to confess sin to the Lord and say, "Lord, forgive me." Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." How powerful is the blood of Christ? It's powerful enough to cleanse us from all sin, from all of our sin. And notice the blood of Christ can also, and does, bring a new and living way. It's open for us now, right now. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20, it says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh." Well, He died on the cross for sins. He shed His blood for the remission of sin. He was buried on the third day. he rose. He was buried, and on the third day he rose from the grave, that all those who would trust in him, who would receive him by faith, they could enter in. They could have access to God one day. But God says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he goes on to say, not only are there many mansions now, but I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. That brings joy to my heart, knowing that Jesus is watching out for me, and he's preparing a place for me. Jesus opened a new and living way when he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. Now, you can read more about this in Hebrews chapter 10, and you can read more about this also in chapter 4 of Hebrews. And you can read more about this in Hebrews chapter 9. But notice, in Hebrews 9:12, it says, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. We see the high priest entering into the Holy of Holies is a type of Christ in the Old Testament. Christ himself, according to that verse, the verse that I've just read in chapter 9:12 of Hebrews, Christ himself, according to that verse, entered into heaven with his own blood for us. Jesus offered himself. He offered his blood, and he presented that to his Father for us. Notice something else now, that the blood does something else. It provides a song throughout the ages. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Thank God today for a song of the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, here on earth, we sing some songs in a minor key, and many songs do not have much gospel in them, but thank God one day, after a while, we see and understand that the angels will have to stop their harps, and they will have to listen to a throng of people who have been washed, saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you trusted Jesus today as your Savior? Have you taken advantage of what he did for you on the cross? The Bible says, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, the sons of God. If you will trust him today, ask him to come into your heart. Receive what he did for you on the cross of Calvary. He'll save you today. Once again, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way to heaven. Jesus has done it for you. You need to trust him. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Christian, claim today the encouragement that you are possibly needing right now by realizing that Jesus has saved you, and it's through his blood. You're kept through his blood. You have eternal life through his blood. Thank him today for saving your soul.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.